Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a lovely day, Lord, because you have called us and you are speaking to us and you are drawing us close. And so we receive the benefit of your rule and reign, Father God. Thank you, Lord. In Christ, Lord, we are blessed exceedingly abundantly above, Lord. And as we can see in our readings this morning, when we're outside of Christ, there's just frustration. We can know the right things, but those right things happen and those right things come to pass, and we have no part of it until we realize this is our Lord, this is our Savior, this is our God, and we turn from darkness into your marvelous light and then walk in your light, Lord, as mirrors of your goodness and be reflections, be Jesus on this earth, because we are made in your image and likeness and made to walk in your footsteps and made to do the works that you do as we work together with you, our great Lord, lover of our soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 27 from verse 62 to 66. The next day, the day after preparation day for Passover, the chief priests and the Pharisees went together to Pilate. They said to him, "Our master, we remember that this impostor claimed that he would rise from the dead after 3 days. So please order the tomb to be sealed until after the third day. Seal it so that his disciples can't come and steal the corpse and tell people he rose from the dead. Then the last deception would be worse than the first." "I will send soldiers to guard the tomb," Pilate replied. "Go with them and make the tomb as secure as possible." So they left and sealed the stone, and Pilate's soldiers secured the tomb.
So here we see, you know, they know the prophetic word that on the third day he's going to be raised up, and it's the third day we raised up together with him so we can experience him. And this reality can't be stopped. We know the story. Jesus was raised up on the third day and came to us, and he's causing us to arise and shine as we look to him, listen to him, and walk with him. And the frustration that these people have, and all people that's antichrist outside of Jesus and coming against the things of Jesus, is that they can know the right things, but they then can't experience the reality of the blessing of the right that is found in knowing the right God, walking with the right God. We experience the right God. I go back to the time that they knew that a Redeemer was coming to take them up out of Egypt onto the Exodus. There again, they tried to nullify those wonderful promises, that wonderful plans of God. And then they tried to kill off the kids to stop Moses being born. But did it happen? No, Moses, it happened the way God wanted it to happen. And then you got Jesus as well. When he was coming and he was still a child, they knew the Savior is coming. So they tried, the Antichrist and his people tried to nullify him by killing off all the children. But we know what happened. Jesus was protected. Jesus was, yeah, that was protected from that. But Joseph had a dream and Jesus never came near him. And Jesus happened. His birth happened, which is a birth of a new life here on earth that would be in tune with their God and then walk with their God and be a beautiful, unique fragrance. That was the beginning of it. And so it's happened. Jesus is ruling and reigning, and us that stay in tune with him. And we need to grow, guys. This is a sad thing. We can, very much like children, we can have that mentality, and we need to get there. Oh, my God is so big. Like we would say as a child, my dad is the biggest, and he's the best, and he's the strongest. And that's beautiful, and that's right. But then there comes a time when the dad can be frustrated because all that he is and all that he wants from his children is also to walk in his footsteps, do the work that he's doing, and then the child will just sit back and say, My dad is so big, but I am nothing and I am so small. And that is the lie. That is the deception. Jesus came to give us life. Jesus is married to us to let us arise and shine as co-heirs. And so we need to come out of this baby mentality and into sonship. What is sonship? Sons are led by the Spirit. They hear and they believe what God says about them, and they confess it, and then God can do it. If you don't believe the great and precious promises, if you don't believe you are co-heirs to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and to do the works that Jesus done, you will never ever have it. You've got to come to that place of agreement and holding on to God's holy word and all his promises, and then the Father, with all his love and with all his the power of the Holy Spirit, in the presence of Jesus, we can arise and shine, because the promise is that Jesus says, "Lo, I'll be with you." That's what he says to disciples. So be a dedicated, disciplined disciple. And then he goes on to say, and then you walk with me. Those that abide in me, hear from me, they walk with me. Because why? At an acceptable time, he has heard us. And he says, today is that acceptable time. So working together with the Lord, you labor, your labor is not in vain, it's to your gain. So work with the Lord, draw close to him, hear what he's saying, believe what he's saying, and then together with him, go and be the light, the fragrance, the salt in this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.